And joining us now is Kate Fitzgerald, director of the North Shore Music Association. Welcome, Kate.
Thanks, Will. Good to be with you.
Oh, great to be talking with you. You've got a concert coming up this Saturday, so tell us about Rosie Flores.
Yeah, Rosie Flores. I became a fan of hers, oh, probably like 15 years ago when I was living in Albuquerque. And I really became interested in, what's been called insurgent country, punkabilly, that kind of music. Mm-hmm. And I was listening to a lot of artists from the Off the Bloodshot record record label. And they would bring a lot of artists to Albuquerque, where, that was kind of the scene at that time. And she puts on a dynamite show. She was part of the West Coast scene that brought in artists like Dwight Yoakam and Los Lobos, and she was recording with Sleep at the Wheel, touring with them. She recorded with Wanda Jackson and did a tour with her. She's a real show woman and really good music to dance to. She plays. She started out in a band called the Screamin' Sirens, which was a rockabilly punk band back in the 1970s and 80s. And now the kind of music she plays is kind of a blend of rockabilly, honky-tonk, western swing. She's based in Austin, Texas, mm-hmm. and she was inducted into the Austin Music Hall of Fame in 2007. And, she's still going strong.
Yeah, that's what it seems. I'm actually going to be talking to her on a senior group this Friday, so I've been kind of doing some research on her as well.
Yeah.
And, yeah, she has those punk roots that kind of became more Tex-Mex throughout time, and now she is a really unique sound. She's even got kind of like some surf rock influence in there as well. It's very cool stuff.
Yep, like Dick Dale,
Link
Ray kind of guitar licks. She's a monster on her guitar.
She just brings in a little bit of everything. So how did she come to your attention to come all the way up here?
Well, actually, I've been working for the Music Association for about the past 4 years, and she's an artist that I've wanted to bring here since I started. And it just happens that she's going to be doing a show in St. Paul, or maybe she already did it this past weekend. But anyway, she was in the area, and so I was able to connect with her agent and get a gig here. Finally, it worked out, so I was thrilled.
So this concert takes place this Saturday at the Arrowhead Center for the Arts in Grand Marais. So what can folks expect if they want to go?
Well, you can get tickets right now if you go on to tix.com, and there are no fees. It's $10 for adults and $5 for kids 18 and under. Or you can buy tickets at the box office the night of the show, and the box office opens at 6:30. It's general seating, so if you want to get the best seats, get there at 7, which is when we open the doors. If I can round up enough people to help me move seats out of the auditorium, we'll have space to dance. So if anybody's interested in some free tickets, call me up and you can help me move seats on Friday and then come to the show the following night.
Something tells me that a dancing space might be a necessity.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Or people are going to be filling the aisles dancing.
Yeah. So who's going to be joining her for the show?
She actually has a pickup band in Minneapolis that she plays with really frequently. And I don't know their names at this point, but she's played with them often. And I'm sure they're going to be dynamite.
Well, having a Minnesota band along with that is certainly going to be cool.
Yeah.
We're talking with Kate Fitzgerald of the North Shore Music Association. The association is sponsoring a concert this Saturday at their Arrowhead Center for the Arts in Grand Marais with rockabilly singer and guitarist Rosie Flores. The performance starts at 7:30 p.m. Tickets will be available at the door or in advance at tix.com. Anything you want to add, Kate?
Oh, I think we covered it. Just come on out because it's a concert that you won't want to miss.
All right. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
More information about this Saturday's concert is available online at NorthShoreMusicAssociation.com.